And so they're here, and the crowd's here. It's going to be an exciting game.
Almost a packed house. We had a pretty good crowd in the first one. Once again, College of Southern Idaho coming up with the victory. 92-84, they go 31-1 on the year. And Southern Idaho will be playing for the region championship against one of these two teams tomorrow night. And that is 9 o'clock our time, 8 o'clock Coeur d'Alene time. We welcome KVNI, the voice of North Idaho, along with KVEZ listeners here in the St. George area. Sven Meyer at 6 feet 11, the young man from West Germany, to jump center against Josh Bergen, the only player from last season's championship team, national championship team, to play in the game against North Idaho. About ready to toss the ball skyward. The tap control by Meyer into backcourt. It goes to Kenny Goodlow. Goodlow, the little 5'7 point guard, will be picked up by Todd Reed. Reed for Dixie. Todd Crow, Josh Bergen, Byron Vitoy, and Clint Rossum for Dixie. Sven Meyer, let's check the rest of it. Meyer takes a turnaround jump shot from 5 feet in close and goes up over Crow for the first 2 points of the ball game. North Idaho leads 2-0. 19:39 left in the first half of play, just underway. Clint Rossum, 6'3 guard, at the angle, goes cross court to Byron Vitoy, sophomore forward. Underneath it goes to Todd Crow. His pass intended out underneath, knocked away, deflected by Paul Bryant. Bryant is the young man that came off the bench against Dixie in the championship game of the region last year to hit 17 points, reserve guard last year. Inbounds comes to Clint Rossum. At the point, it goes to Todd Reed. Reed, a freshman from Brighton High School in Salt Lake City. Into the corner to Byron Vitoy. And deep it goes to Crow. Turnaround right-hander. Good. Todd Crow, the number two scorer in conference play. But the number one scorer on the season ties it at two. Three-quarter court pressure. Todd Reed against Goodlow. Reed at 6'2". Quick. Long jump shot by Goodlow from 22 feet away. And Goodlow drops it in. Ron, it's tough to defense, though.
No, you're not going to come out on those. And I think you'll have plenty of open shots tonight, because I'm sure Dixie's main concern is stopping the ball going inside to the Meyer kid, who's so big inside.
That's one of the keys for North Idaho, is to try to get it in deep, because 6'11 Sven Meyer is a premium ball player. 4-2. Northern Idaho with the lead. Bergen to the baseline. It goes to Rossum. 15-footer, too long. Rebound, Meyer. A correction, John Nillis. Nillis, the Spokane native. Started last year for North Idaho. Long jump shot, Goodlow once again, 22 feet away. Shot no good. Rebound brought down by Byron Vitoy. To Todd Reed. Lead pass on the wing to the baseline. It goes to Rossum. Trying to go around his man. Cut off quickly by Gabriel Parizia. Parizia from Argentina. Meyer from West Germany. Snow has some international ball players too. So between the two teams, North Idaho and Snow, there are a lot of ball players from out of the country. Plus, Dixie has 6'11", Mark Clark from New Zealand. Long jump shot, no good. Put up and in by Meyer. Meyer on the rebound. Put it back up and in as the shot was missed by Paul Bryant into forecourt. Rossum trips and travels. 6-2, North Idaho with a lead. And, Ron, it looks like Dixie's trying to go a little too fast.
Yeah, well, we know that's Dixie's keys. When they can move the ball up the floor, they can hang in the game with anybody. So they need to settle down, not get in a hurry. And this is the first game for a lot of them. So they just need to get in the flow of things, and they'll be okay.
At the angle, John Nillis. Backing away from trouble, Nillis, as they're double-teaming Meyer underneath, comes out at the point to Goodlow. In deep, it goes to Nillis in the lane. Turnaround, follow-away right-hander. Good. And so John Nillis gets the first basket for the sophomore. Lead pass comes to Vitoy. Right to the basket over Meyer. Shot no good. Rebound brought down by Parizia. And so North Idaho controlling the boards right now, 8-2. One of the things that Coach Ken Wagner talked about in the pregame interview, Rolly Williams also concerned about the boards, although North Idaho has been a good rebounding team. Parizia shot up, no good, followed up and in. Right down the middle of the lane comes Paul Bryant with a high tap and make it 10-2.
That's two back-to-back offensive rebounds for North Idaho. They're really crashing the boards, so Dixie, if they don't get a bucket here, you're going to see them call a timeout. It's got the momentum.
Clint Rossum, cross-court, it goes to Byron Vitoy against the 2-3 zone by North Idaho. Into the corner, it goes to Todd Reed, left corner, bringing it out on the slow dribble. At the point, it goes to Clint Rossum, to Vitoy at the angle. Vitoy, part of the offensive spark late in the season. Reed into the right corner to Rossum, back to Vitoy. Head fakes, gets around Bryant, jump shot from 15, good. Byron Vitoy has been a hot starter and picked up three or four baskets, usually early in a ball game. That brings it back to 10-4. North Idaho with a lead. Goodlow goes around Reed, dishes off at the left angle. It goes to John Nillis. Out in front, it comes to Parizia. Turnaround jump shot, good. And Parizia with a 14-point average now has his first basket of the night. Make it 12-4, 8-point lead, and North Idaho can shoot.
Right, that's a good-looking shot for a big man to step out there, foul line distance beyond. Just turn around and shoot a nice-looking jumper. So that was real impressive.
Parizia, more use used to international rules, about in the same position Sven Meyer was last year for North Idaho, trying to get used to the American game. Reed, bounce pass at the angle, Vitoy, set shot from 20, over the basket, 21 feet it went. Outlet pass goes to Nillis, knocked away from Goodloe by Reed, but Goodloe gets it back. North Idaho with the basketball, Dixie, trailing by 8 at the angle, Nillis to the baseline, drives, hooked by Byron Vitoy. No, they're going to say a blocking foul. Vitoy didn't quite get there. Picks up personal foul number 1. That's a team foul number 1. And it's out of bounds to Northern Idaho. NIC under their own basket. 12-4, North Idaho with the lead. And North Idaho would like nothing better than to pick up their first win ever against Dixie. Inbounds comes to Meyer. Jump shot up and good from 12. And Meyer on the alley-oop. Came down, went up with a jump shot, 10-point lead. Lead pass comes to Vitoy at the baseline. Vitoy clears it out in front to Todd Reed. Reed at the angle to Quint Rossum. Cross-court pass goes to Vitoy. To the baseline, it goes to Bergen. Underneath, it goes to Crow. Turnaround, jump shot, no good. Foul will go to Parithia. Parithia grabbed his face like he was ashamed of making the call, but apparently got bumped in the mouth. So that's foul number 1 on Parithia. That sends Todd Crow to the free throw line. Crow on the year is averaging 17.8 points per game. Was up around 20 early in the season. Quint Rossum is the young man that's come on strong of late. Rossum, R-O-S-S-U-M, a young man from Las Vegas, averaging about 18 in conference play, 13 on the year. Crow at the free throw line has been intermittent as a free throw shooter. 6'7 freshman from Salt Lake City, shot up and good. And the Dixie fans have picked up the Moberly Whoosh.
Yeah, that's really impressive because North Idaho's come down here and look like they haven't even broke a sweat, and they've already run out a 10-point lead in less than 4 minutes into the game. So Dixie wants to extend it. They're going to need to keep pushing the ball inside, hope to get some big people in foul trouble.
Throws, picked up both free throws, kept some margins at 14-6, 8-point lead. Pass quickly into forecourt goes to Parithia. Parithia out in front of Goodloe. Goodloe on a man-to-man defense. At the angle, it goes to Nillis. Nillis is 6'6", rangy kid. To the baseline, it goes to Meyer. His shot up and blocked by Lyndon DeYoung, who's into the lineup. Second shot up and good, and DeYoung from behind fouls him. So Meyer goes right to the basket. DeYoung, who came in replacing Bergen, a little more size, picks up the personal foul.
He took the ball up, got the shot blocked by Crow, and three Dixie players sag in on him, but the ball just kind of spun up in the air. He went up, grabbed it again, took one power move to the basket, laid it in. Dixie fouls him. Excellent move by Meyer, strong to the hoop.
16-6, 10-point lead, and right now North Idaho in control, wants a rematch with CSI. Second shot up and good, so the three-point play is completed. 9 points to Sven Meyer, 17-6. Dixie trails by 11. North Idaho with a healthy lead right now, 15:38 left in the first half. Reed against that 2-3 zone at the angle, it goes to Rossum. To the baseline, to Crow, away from the action. To Rossum out in front across the top of that zone to Vitoy at the left angle. Back to Reed. Dixie trying to be patient. Back to Vitoy at the right angle, looks for help. Trying to find somebody to Reed at the top of the key, pass at the right angle to Rossum. He'll pull up with the 18-footer, shot no good. Rebound battled for and lost by Meyer, touched left. Meyer and DeYoung and Crow crashing the boards. Could have been a foul on one of the Dixie players, but Meyer at 6'11", above everyone else, just lost it off the fingertips. 17-6, 11-point lead by the Cardinals from Coeur d'Alene. Out of bounds to Dixie. Vitoy to inbounds it. Vitoy played as a freshman 3 years ago for Dixie, then went on an LDS church mission to New Zealand. Inbounds comes to Crow on the alley-oop. Crow leaves it short. Rebound brought down by Nillis. Nillis into forecourt. It comes to Bryant. Bryant out in front. It goes to Goodloe. Top of the key. Jump shot. Goodloe in and out. Rebound brought down by Byron Vitoy. So apparently North Idaho is human. Into forecourt to Reed. At the angle, it goes to Clint Rossum at the baseline. Rossum makes the move. Dishes off to Crow. Hits him in the chin. Crow gets it back. Banks it up too hard. Rebound out in front. Taken by Todd Reed. Dixie to start it all over again. A new 45 seconds. Into the left corner to Rossum. As the pass goes into DeYoung, the reach-in foul goes to Goodloe, and that will be personal foul number 1 on Goodloe. Team foul number 2 on North Idaho. Two team fouls on each side. I'm not sure who the other official is. It's the first time I've seen him, but Michael Hart from Arizona, a man who is a school superintendent down in the Tucson area, is one of the officials. Inbounds comes to DeYoung. Under pressure, went up over the 6'11 kid. And DeYoung banks it home with the left hand. Lyndon DeYoung, who played 3 games with Fresno State before a back injury cost him. At the angle, the pass comes to Parisi. Out in front, Nillis. Nillis from 22, shot short. Rebound brought down by Meyer. Shot up, deflected by DeYoung, taken out of the air by Rossum. Reach-in foul will go to Paul Bryant. Bryant at 6'3", a sophomore. He can leap, he can jump, he can shoot, and this time he fouled. Craig Hopkins into the lineup for the first time. 5'10 freshman from Las Vegas for Dixie.
Meyer with another offensive rebound. Took it back up. People crowded him. Looks like he might have got bumped. No call made. And then frustration, a foul going the other way against Northern Idaho.
Hopkins in replacing Reed at that point guard position. Hopkins at the right angle. It goes to Rossum looking for his shooting eye. Rossum cross court. It goes to Vitoy. Head fakes to the baseline to Crow. Shoots over Meyer. Shot short. Rebound way out in front. Taken by Goodlow. Travel call on Goodlow. Rossum right there. Goodlow had to carry the ball around him to get the dribble down. Rolly Williams very quiet along the bench, but right now he has reason to be. 9-point lead for North Idaho. John Buchert, 6'5 freshman from Brighton High School in Salt Lake City, into the lineup replacing Vitor.
You know, something you'll notice North Idaho does very well. They have a luxury of having big people play on the back line in a 2-3 zone, so the guards can go out and extend and cause trouble and overplay lanes because they know if they get beat, they have big people to challenge when they get around them.
Big people, 6'6", 6'6", and 6'11", and 6'6", in each case, has long arms. Inbounds, tap, saved by Craig Hopkins, loses it. Travel call on Craig Hopkins. Bothered by Goodlow, Hopkins a little upset with that, but it was an obvious call. Turnover by Dixie, trailing by 9. North Idaho 17, Dixie 8.
Yeah, well, you can come down. Hopkins should just come down on the line. Instead, he tried to play it too close to the line and fell backwards over the line.
At the angle, it goes to John Nillis. Nillis out in front. It goes to Parisi. A jump shot over Buchert. Shot up no good. Tapped by Nillis, and the foul will go to Nillis. Nillis will be upset, but Nillis gets the foul. Nillis, flying from the angle, bumped the body out of the way, had to clear tap.
Yeah, it looked like two players going up, forming a V. Rossum comes up one way, and Nillis goes up the other way and beat him to the ball, but they say he came over Rossum's back.
As we mentioned, Awesome Rossum has been that way recently for Dixie. Out in front, it comes to Craig Hopkins at the point. Loses the ball in the middle of traffic, picked up by Nillis. Outlet pass to Goodlow, streaking to the basket, shot blocked by Hopkins. Hopkins went up above the basket and blocked it and picked up the foul. So Goodlow may hear footsteps the rest of the night, but Hopkins has his first personal foul. Into the lineup comes Todd Reed, and to sit down is Quint Rossum. Rossum having problems getting his rhythm.
That's right. I think he's just being a little tentative because he knows that the idea is to get it inside and to try to get the big people in foul trouble, but he's got to get it on the wing and go ahead and shoot his jumper. That's what he does best, so he'll get in the flow.
North Idaho, 22-7 on the year. Goodlow shooting a couple. First shot good, and Goodlow makes it 2-for-2 as a team for North Idaho. Dixie 2-for-2 also. That was Todd Crow doing that. 18-8, back out to a 10-point lead. Dixie has not led. North Idaho has had as much as an 11-point lead, and it's ditto time. They do it again, 19-8. North Idaho by 11 with 13:38 left in the first half. Buchert at the angle. Hooks the pass out in front to Reed. Gets away at the free throw line. Bounce pass underneath to Crow. Bank shot too hard. Comes down, went up over Parisia, went in and came right back out. Goodlow, cross-court pass, too big for Nillis. Nillis chases it, loses it along the sideline. Maybe a tough call. It looked like he may have saved it, but Michael Hart, the official trailing the call, didn't really have a good angle.
Yeah, I don't think the official was in good position. He was over underneath the hoop, and it's over here on the side in front of the bench. But, you know, Dixie said three chances inside to score, and Crow's missed three jumpers, so they're going to set him down, let him get a look at what's going on out there, bring somebody in, give him a rest. So let's see if they can get it inside with someone else.
Josh Bergen, who has been more of an offensive force in recent weeks, 6'6", sophomore. Bounce pass comes to Buchert, who lets fly from 22. And Buchert pulling a Kenny Goodlow. Only Buchert is 6'5", it does. It cuts the margin to 9. Double team on Goodlow. Goodlow, Skeeter quick, shot up and good. And Goodlow goes right inside the free throw line and hits his second basket of the night.
That's right. Two Dixie guards, point guards, come out. And then he beat both of them, went down the middle for a nice jump shot.
Hopkins at the angle, looks for help. 21-10, 11-point lead by North Idaho, and Dixie taken right out of things so far. Out in front it comes to Hopkins. To the high post it goes to Buchert. Turnaround jump shot short over Meyer. Rebound, Bergen puts it up. Will it go? Yes, there's a foul. Foul on Parisia. Parisia looks astonished at the play, but it was a case of being in the wrong place at the wrong time.
That's right. The big guy, Meyer, went out to meet the jump shot. And in his zone, it's hard to rebound because that lets somebody underneath to get position. That's what happened. Josh Bergen had to be in the right place at the right time, and the missed shot went back up, and somebody just was late getting there and fouled him on the arm.
Josh Bergen is a young man for the North Idaho fans who came off the bench and got some key rebounds and a couple of big defensive plays in the second half, but didn't score a point. So that's his first points against North Idaho in his two games played against the Cardinals. Free throw up and good. That cuts the margin to 8. And it's full court pressure by Dixon. Meyer, Goodlow, Nillis. Nillis, pretty good ball handler at 6'6 and rangy kid for ATM. Bryant, Foul will go to Todd Reed, reaching for the basketball, and that was a little bit of a silly foul, Ron. He didn't really have position to steal.
No, good patience. North Idaho moves up the floor very deliberately against the press. Didn't try anything fancy, just good, quick, smart passing. And he was just late getting there, grabbed him on their arm.
21-13, North Idaho with the 8-point lead and with the basketball. To inbounds, Nillis finally gets it to Goodlow. Goodlow working one-on-one against Hopkins. At the angle, it goes to Nillis. They'll double-team Meyer and then try to play everyone else as close as they can. Indiva goes to Meyer against the double-team. Hook shot good. Almost a sky hook from 10 feet out to the right side. Hooks it in. 11 points. Meyer making a 10-point lead. North Idaho. Reed at the angle to Craig Hopkins. Dixie taken right out of their offense so far in this zone. Cross-court pass goes to John Buechert. Out in front it comes to Todd Reed. Reed looks for help. At the right angle, it goes to Hopkins. Hopkins pass in the middle goes to Bergen, puts it up, bank shot too hard, rebound brought down by Meyer. That's a case of 6-11. Hopkins behind the back pass, steals the pass and gets it to Buechert for two. Outlet pass by Meyer, stolen by Hopkins, and the behind the back pass was put in by Buechert. Back to an 8-point lead. Full court pressure against Bryant in backcourt. Bryant at 6'3", extremely quick and extremely muscular. 11:44 left in the first half. At the angle it goes to Nillis. Nillis out in front, jump shot for Aizia, up and good. Parizia has hit two from that same spot just to the left side of the middle part of the free throw line. Once again, a 10-point lead, 25-15. Reed looks for help against that 2-3 zone. Reed at the right angle. It goes to Craig Hopkins. Out in front to Todd Reed. Bounce pass left angle. Buechert from 22. Shot short. Rebound. Chase. Finally gathered in by Hopkins. Is it saved? No. He did bounce it off of Goodlow. Michael Hart may have been screened out again. It was close on Hopkins stepping on the end line, but he bounced it off of Goodlow.
Hopkins and Goodlow, same size, both working each other pretty good offensive, defensively, and playing hard, slapping each other, and talking to each other, and so they're having a good contest.
Shot up by Hopkins out of the right corner, and Nillis picks up the foul. Will send Hopkins to the free throw line. Nillis with his second personal foul, and Nillis doesn't need the foul. Into the lineup for the first time. First substitution, Gale Berry, 6'4 freshman, from Great Falls, Montana. I had a phone call from Gail's father. For the North Idaho fans, Gail's father has not been able to see many of the games. I'm not sure if he's been able to see any of them so far this year, but he was going to try to make it to St. George, and his work just couldn't get him. He was heartbroken when he called me. Hopkins shot up, and no good, too long. Wishing his son luck.
Yeah, well, he's not alone. Apparently, they have quite a few foreign players who haven't had a lot of parental support either.
A lot of players, foreign players, in this tournament between Snow and North Idaho and Dixie with Mark Clark from New Zealand. Second shot by Hopkins, up and no good. Dixie's missed two for two from the free throw line. Dixie needs free throws. They need everything they can get. Right now, North Idaho in control. 11:06 left in the first half. At the angle, it goes to Nillis. Nillis away from the action. Double team on Meyer. Nillis pulls up with a 15-footer and hits it. John Nillis, who was held to just 7 points in the ball game last year in the Region 18 championship, makes it a 12-point lead. Vitoy and Rotham get off the bench. Hopkins at the angle. Into the corner it goes to Buechert. Trying to get it in deep to Crow. Does. Triple team on Crow. Out in front it comes to Hopkins. Long jump shot. Good. Hopkins from 18 with the right hand. Right angle. 27-17. Cuts it back to 10. But North Idaho slowly just stretching that lead a point at a time. Goodlow lets fly from 22. This time too long. Long rebound comes to Meyer. Back to the basket. Shot up and good. Meyer from 10 feet out was screened away on the rebound and keeps getting the long rebound.
Meyer is impressive because he's got so much height, and not only the height, but boy, he makes a soft shot when he goes back up with it. Real nice shot by Meyer.
29-17, headed to the University of Oregon next year. Into the corner goes to Reed. Out in front it goes to Hopkins. Back into the corner it goes to Reed. Back to Hopkins at the angle. Dixie trailing by 12. In deep it goes to Bergen against Meyer. Goes around. Meyer muscle shot, no good. Rebound as Bergen and Bryant go for it. Who gets it? Apparently Bergen gets the foul as Bryant had position and Bergen jumped into him. Bergen isn't going to be too happy about that, but it's going to count. That's only the fourth team foul on Dixie. Buechert out, Reed out, Rossum back in, and Vitoy back in.
He was squished underneath by Meyer because there's no place to go. He tried to go and reverse the other side, missed the shot, went back up, and he smashed into the North Idaho player pretty good, going for the rebound.
9:55 left in the first half, 29-17, 12-point lead, North Idaho. Back into the angle, it goes to Nillis, way out in front. Pass to Goodlow, driving down the lane, lays it up and in. Assist from Nillis. Goodlow came from the far right side and went right down the middle of the lane. 14-point lead. Hopkins to the basket, puts it up and in. No. Foul was out in front and will go to Goodloe. That's the second personal on Goodloe. We'll send Hopkins to the free throw line to shoot 1-1 and cost Dixie a field goal.
Yeah, we bumped him out front. But boy, Goodloe and Hopkins are putting on a show of quickness. They're both the point guards. They're both pressing. They're picking a full court on the other end. They're cutting and weaving. And those two are a show to watch. Just usually it's the big man putting on the show. These two little guards are really making things happen.
9:38 left in the first half. Dixie needs to begin to cut into that margin as North Idaho is starting to stretch it out to 31-17. Pretty well in control, and a lot of it is the rebounding. Shot up and no good by Hopkins. Hopkins 0 for 3 from the free throw line. Dixie's free throw shooting has cost them some games this year. Cost them their only loss at home against Snow College earlier in the year. At the angle, Bryant in deep. It goes to Meyer. Turnaround 10-footer too long. Rebound, battle 4, finally brought down by Bergen. Bergen leaves it for Hopkins. 31-17, North Idaho leads by 14. You have to get it back a basket at a time. 9:15 left in the half. Hopkins passed through the baseline to Crow, goes up over Meyer, gets it, foul on Meyer. Crow with his second basket, Meyer has his first personal foul. The only problem is when Meyer gets in foul trouble, he sometimes gets tougher.
Right, that was a case of the zone being a little bit too far spread out, and not necessarily a lob, but just a quick, sharp pass straight down the middle, hits Crow underneath. He just goes up real quick before Meyer can recover. Meyer fouls him.
Art Crow with 6 points on the night, 31-19, back to a 12-point lead for the Cardinals. Snow and Southern Idaho looking to see who their opponents will be for next night. Crow completes the three-point play, 7 points. Crow 3 for 3 from the free throw line. Goodloe, cat quick in backcourt, comes into forecourt, goes right to the basket, shot up and blocked by Crow, smothered by Crow, taken out of the air by Crow. To Rossum into forecourt, that may be the defensive play that could trigger Dixie. We'll wait and see. Bergen drives, throws it right into the hands of number 25, that's Perry, but Barry carries the ball, doesn't get called with it. It brings it into forecourt. At the angle, it goes to John Nillis. Nillis out in front of Barry. Barry back to Nillis. Nillis at 6'6". Angular young man clears it out at front at the point to Kenny Goodloe. At the right side, it goes to Nillis at the baseline. North Idaho, being patient, will not run as much as some of the teams in this tournament. At the angle, it goes to Sven Meyer against Bergen. Makes the move, pulls up, 15-footer, good. And Meyer went up over Bergen. Bergen is 6'6", just not big enough.
Well, that's impressive to see because not only can he play with his back to the basket, but that time he was facing the basket, made a quick dribble to the left, went up with a nice 12-foot jumper. So that's very impressive, Meyer.
13-point lead, 33-20. Hopkins at the point, looks for help. To the high post, it goes to Bergen down the lane. Meyer trying to draw the offensive foul, falls away, and Bergen misses the shot. Meyer, a little overacting, pleading with the official, and the official doesn't even mind. 33-20. North Idaho is led by as much as 14. They could take a bigger lead at this point. At the angle, Gale Barry leaves it for Sven Meyer. Meyer out in front, it goes to Nillis. To the baseline, it goes to Barry. Head fakes, clears it out in front. Nillis, jump shot up short. Rebound taken by Vitoy. Lead pass comes to Clint Rossum. Rossum lays it up and in. Rossum, who can fly up court, picks up his first basket, cuts the margin to 11, 33-22. Good outlet pass by Vitoy.
That's right. Vitoy just threw it way over everybody's head, let him just run underneath the ball and catch up with it for a layup.
Rossum, called Awesome Rossum by us because of his amazing body control at 6'3 and a guard. Bryant makes the move, and I think Hopkins reached in and got him. That's number two on Craig Hopkins. Into the lineup comes DeYoung again. In comes Todd Reed. Bergen to sit down. We may see a substitute for Goodloe. Into the lineup will come 5'8 freshman Derek Helms. Helms for Goodloe. Almost carbon copies, except Helms looks like he's about 15 pounds heavier, although not much taller.
Yeah, he's a little stockier for Goodloe. Goodloe's done a job. He needs to take a little rest here. He might come back, finish the half.
Rizia in again. And to sit down is John Nillis. 33-22. A little muscling underneath as Rossum and Helms trying to fight for position and literally were pushing each other, and suddenly there was a flailing of elbows. The officials step in on that one. 7:21 left in the first half. Dixie will play tight defense. Rossum leaning on Meyer. Meyer looks over his shoulder like, move away. DeYoung leans down to talk to Rossum. The officials now step in between Rossum and Meyer. Dixie trying to do anything to negate that 6'11 height. Rossum and Meyer and the fans getting into it. Now inbounds comes to Helms. Helms at the angle. Dixie into a 2-3 zone on the inbounds pass. To Barry. Out in front it comes to Helms. At the angle it goes to Gale Barry. Out at the point to Helms. Left angle. Jump shot up and good by Parizia. Parizia on the wing puts it up and in. And that's exactly what North Idaho needs to loosen up that defense.
Boy, Dixie's problem right now, you don't know where to go with the bucket to put out the fire. They're scoring from all positions.
Rolly Williams. Ball lost by Rotham right into the hands of Sven Meyer. Williams, and as I was talking to him in the pregame, said the advantage of this ball club is the fact they can hit from any place, and that's what's been shown so far. Dixie shifting into a 2-3 zone, down by 13. Berry out in front, it goes to Helms. Right side to Parizia. Parizia picked up by Rotham. Cross-court pass to Berry. Underneath it goes to Meyer. Ball knocked away. Touched last by Dixie. A little reach in, a little help from Dixie to Lyndon DeYoung on the double team on Meyer. Knocked the ball away. Out of bounds to Parizia. The Argentine freshman. Inbounds. Comes to Helms. Back to Parizia. Shoots over DeYoung under pressure. Misses everything. Rebound brought down by Todd Crow. Cross-court pass goes to Reed. Lead pass comes to Rotham on the fast break. Rotham pulls up, five-footer shot, no good. Rebound brought down by Bryant, and Clint Rotham definitely off. Good shooter, especially in the second half of the year, has one layup basket and has missed everything else.
Yeah, but he's having a little bit of a struggle tonight. I think he just needs one to get him going, kind of like Wade Bucher shoots.
20 feet away, Helms drops it in, and Helms comes in and does the same thing Goodloe does. Now it's a 15-point lead, 37-22, the widest margin of the game for North Idaho. Reed to Rotham at the angle it goes to DeYoung. Out in front to Vitoy, ball knocked away and stolen, and they call a travel on Helms. 5:51 left in the half, and Dixie really dead on offense, and a lot of it is the fact that North Idaho's so big and clogging up that offense for Dixie. Dixie not shooting the ball particularly well. Vitoy inbounds, comes to Todd Crow. Out in front it comes to Rotham. Rotham, to the point it goes to Todd Reed. Reed looks for help. Reed at the right angle to Byron Vitoy. Vitoy leans in against Berry, pulls up with a jump shot, and it's short. Rebound tapped by Crow, but into the hands of Helms. Two-on-two fast break. Helms to the basket, puts it up and in. They call a foul out in front. Take away the basket. The foul will go to Dixie out in front, and I believe it will go to Rotham. Clint Rotham with his first personal foul. Timeout called by Dixie with 5:33 left in the half. 37-22, North Idaho in control. Back in 60 seconds.
Arby's has an introductory offer you won't be able to pass up. Come in.
The entire North Idaho team is hot right now, and you begin with Sven Meyer with 15 points here in the first half. At the free throw line is Derek Helms. It's a one-on-one situation for Helms. Lost the basket on the foul. 5:33 left in the half, and North Idaho threatening to make it a joke right now. Shot up and good by Helms. North Idaho now 4-for-4 from the free throw line. Dixie 4-for-7. 5:33 left in the first half. 38-22. Second shot up and good by Helms. So Helms with 4 points. Make it 39-22. 17-point lead. Pass from Reed into forecourt comes to Rossum. Dixie struggling. Struggling. Had a long road to get to the host position. Bounce pass goes to the high post to DeYoung. Into the right corner it goes to Vitoy. Out in front it comes to Clint Rotham. Left side it goes to Todd Crow. Cross court it goes to Todd Reed. Jump shot out of the corner. Shot short. Rebound crashing the boards. Vitoy didn't get there. Bryant did, and the foul will go to Byron Vitoy, his second. And right now, Ron, North Idaho, like they've done against a lot of teams, own the boards.
That's right. They're not only leading the boards, they're playing with a lot of poise. And right now, Dixie, I don't know if it's the young kids or what, they just look a little bit scared. They don't look very sure of themselves and a little tentative on offense. And when in a championship game like this, you've got to play with emotion. You've got to come out with fire in your eyes or you're going to get blown out.
Shot up by Bryant. Up, soft, and hangs and eventually goes in. And that's the type of things that's been happening for North Idaho tonight. One other thing, with this huge lead, 18-point lead, and Dixie getting blown off the floor right now, that takes the crowd totally out of it and almost packed out.
Yeah, and that's, I got my own commentary for that, but that's a little bit disappointing because they should have started right off the bang. The cheerleaders and fans should have just been up and fighting for Dixie. But right now, it's just dead quiet. North Idaho's taking them right out of the game.
19-point lead, 41 as Bryant hits the second free throw. Long jump shot, Crow no good. Crashing the boards is Rotham, but can't crash hard enough. Parizia with a rebound. Outlet pass comes to Derek Helms. Helms into forecourt. Barring any miracle by Dixie at this point, it's going to be an all-Idaho final. Shot by Parizia, no good. In and out, rebound brought down eventually by Lyndon DeYoung. To Todd Reed. Reed into forecourt. Reed at the point, looks for help, reverses at the free throw line. Hook pass cross court to Vitoy. One bounce dribble, leans in against Meyer and puts it around him, up and in. Byron Vitoy with his second basket. A lot of individual effort that time.
Good move by the sophomore Vitoy. He took it in and kind of made a dipsy-doo move around the big arms of Meyer for a bucket.
We may see the 6'11 Mark Clark yet. Mark, a very quick ball player, but hasn't played that much. Meyer, turnaround jump shot at the baseline. Good. Meyer with eight baskets, 17 points in the first half, and Dixie just has nothing to stop him so far. 43-24, 19-point lead. Into the corner goes to Vitoy. Vitoy looks for help. Out in front it comes to Todd Reed. To Clint Rossum. At the angle it goes to Todd Crow. Cross-court pass it goes to Reed. Bounce pass underneath to DeYoung. Back to Reed. Out in front it goes to Rossum. Rossum from 22. Good! Clint Rossum needed that first long shot. That may have unleashed it.
Right. He's one of Dixie's best scorers. If they're going to get going, they need some outside-inside punch, and Rossum's got to help contribute to that.
43-26. Dixie staying in that 2-3 zone. North Idaho doing well along the baseline. Bryant gets away, was not cut off, shot off from no good. Rebound brought down, and the foul will go to Reed. Brought down by Parizia, and Reed leaning on Parizia's hip picks up his second personal foul. Hopkins back in, Buchert back in, and Mark Clark for the first time tonight to sit down. Crow, Vitoy, and Reed, and just looking for anybody with a hot hand right now.
Right, Bryant took not a very good shot that time, but again, North Idaho steps in with Parizia, grabs a big rebound, goes back up, but he was fouled as he goes up.
Dixie getting crunched on the boards right now. Shot up by Parizia. Good. And North Idaho not missing from the free throw line. 8-for-8 as a team. Parizia with 7 points. That's well on his way to a 14-point average. 44-26. Will they make it 19? Yes. Parizia again. 8 points. Dixie to push it into forecourt. Hopkins at the point guard position. Trapped by the two guards out in front. Barry playing at the big guard position. Hopkins dishes off to Rossum. Rossum, free throw line jump shot up too long. Rebound, just a case of too big. Parizia over Buchert, comes down and travels with the basketball. Buchert at 6'5", Parizia at 6'6", and long arms just in the right position.
Right, Parizia grabs his fifth rebound, but as he tries to avoid a Dixie player, he took too many steps backing out of there.
Clark and Meyer now both at 6'11", and they both are used to international rules. This will be interesting. Craig Hopkins looks for help. Cross court, it goes to Rossum. Rossum trying to find Clark underneath, cannot. Goes to the baseline to Buchert. Buchert to Clark. Clark turns around, shoots over Meyer, and banks it home. And Mark Clark with his first basket. That starts the crowd.
And that's got to be a surprise. If Big Mark wasn't expected to play tonight, and he came in and had to make the big bucket. That'll help him inside.
Pass goes to the high post to Meyer. Out in front, long jump shot. Helms, good. And North Idaho just not missing. They must be shooting about 70% against Dixie. Good shooting background here at the Dixie College Gymnasium. And everybody's liked it. 47-28, 2:48 left in a half. And Dixie playing a half-court game with North Idaho. And that lends itself to the big guys. Hopkins at the angle to the point to Rossum. Rossum steps up, reverses against Helms, puts the shot up over Meyer, and good. Rossum, individual effort again, third basket.
Yeah, he's finally getting on track, again, doing the things he does best, and that's that body control and the good penetration.
17-point lead, 47-30, North Idaho just dominating Dixie. Trading baskets is not going to help the Rebels, and it does help North Idaho. Parizia, the angle against Lyndon DeYoung. Dixie not really putting the clamps on defensively like they have done before, but North Idaho with that hot shooting is taking him out of it. Parizia out of the corner, jump shot no good, rebound DeYoung. DeYoung leaves it for Hopkins. Ball knocked away by Bryant. Hopkins gets it back, 47-30. Dixie, with a minute 59 left and a half, needs to try to cut the margin as much as they can. Hopkins, skip pass underneath, goes to Clark. Clark, bang shot, too hard. Rebound brought down by Parizia. Outlet pass comes to Gale Barry. Barry against Hopkins. Hopkins takes a swipe at the basketball. Barry gets away. At the angle, it goes to Derek Helms. Helms back to Barry. Barry from 22. Good. And Gale Barry drops it in. When you get the open shots and you hit them from that far away, you just don't beat a team. 49-30. 19-point lead. Hopkins looks for help. Out in front, it goes to Rossum. Rossum at the point. Looks for help. Goes to the high post to Clark. Turnaround jump shot over Meyer. Soft and good. Hangs and hangs and hangs. And Mark Clark with his second basket. Bounce pass comes into Barry. Rossum going for the steal. The margin is 17, 49-32 with a minute 10 left and a half. Dixie in the 2-3 zone. At the angle to Parizia. Out in front it goes to Helms. Travel call, or did they call a foul away from the action on DeYoung? Apparently backing into Meyer. DeYoung picks up the foul. Let's double check. No, they called it on Rossum, not on DeYoung. Rossum with his second personal foul. Dixie picking up a lot of fouls in the first half, but nobody on either side is in foul trouble. To the free throw line goes Meyer.
Yeah, we'll see. Clark's big enough to push Meyer out of his close spot where he likes to set up on the block. So I think that's one of the things they need to do is try to get him a little frustrated, maybe keep him farther away and make somebody else earn the point.
Meyer, it's the first one. North Idaho perfect from the free throw line. 10-for-10 as a team, 50-32, a minute five left in the first half of play. Second shot up and good. Make it a 19-point lead again. North Idaho just grinding Dixie under right now. A minute two left in the first half of play. Dixie owns a 2-0 record against North Idaho, as far as I can tell. I can't find anything in the last 28 years except the two shots. Hopkins fouled from the angle, put up the shot, and it wouldn't fall. Foul will go to Gail Berry, and so Hopkins goes to the free throw line. Tonight, Hopkins is not the man to be there. He's 0 for 3, but he has been a good free throw shooter at times under pressure. 52 seconds left, 19-point lead. Hopkins to shoot a couple. He is 0 for 3 tonight. The only three misses on either side of the floor. Has one basket for a total of 2 points. The freshman from Las Vegas. Shot up and good. And Hopkins ends that string. 3 points, cuts the margin to 18, 51-33. North Idaho unbelievably hot in the first half. Getting the shot and hitting the shot. 52 seconds left in the half. 51-33, North Idaho was primed. And Hopkins, second shot up and good. Hopkins, 2-for-5 from the free throw line. Full court pressure by Dixie. Parizia in backcourt gets it to Helms. Helms to push it into forecourt against Dixie's full court pressure, and Helms beats it. Helms and Goodlow, two quick little guards. They can handle the ball. At the point it goes to Helms. 2-3 zone at the angle. It comes to Parizia. Back out in front it comes to Derek Helms. Helms at the left angle to Berry. Back out in front to Helms against that 2-3 zone. 22 seconds left on the shot clock. North Idaho will try to get that last shot if they can. Leading by 17 right now, 51-34, and who do you look for? You have to look for Meyer, and the second choice has to be Parizia. 10 seconds left on the shot clock, 16 seconds left in the half. 51-34, North Idaho, a huge first half. At the angle, long jump shot up by Parizia, short. Rebound brought down by Hopkins. 7 seconds left in the half. Hopkins panicked and threw the ball into the ceiling, trying to go to Rossum, going the length of the court. That loses the ball for Dixie.
Well, that's too bad. He didn't know what time. Dixie might have a chance to score there with 6-7 seconds left. Had a man wide open. He threw the ball way up in the air because he thought he'd just make a last-second dash for the bucket.
51-34 into forecourt. Helms loses the ball, and no shot will be made. So Dixie cuts the margin from 19-17. At the half, North Idaho with a 51-34 lead over Dixie. At the half, Rob Nielsen, the assistant coach for Dixie, lobbying with the officials about something. At the end of the first half, 51-34 before a quiet crowd. Let's take a 90-second break. We'll be back with Glenn Dowling, the athletic director of Ricks College, back in 90.
Dixie Interiors has more.
Oh, I think they are about that good.
This Meyer kid is one of the best big men I've seen in junior college ball in a long time.
I would have to agree with that. I would think that he could play in a lot of four-year schools this year.
He will next year.
For sure.
Coach, one big change that will be coming up in the athletic programs for both the Idaho schools and the Utah schools will be a super conference next year. What are the feelings of the schools in the North End?
Well, the North End is really excited about it. We feel like it's one of the best things that's happened in a long, long time, and we have hopes of it being one of the finest junior college leagues in the entire nation. Certainly with the caliber of play that'll be there, it'll be one of the strongest leagues in the nation.
College of Southern Idaho, former national champs. You've spent time at the national championship. So has North Idaho. That's a big plus.
Yes, it really is. Of course, and Dixie, the national champions in 1985.
And Snow and CEU has also spent time back there at the national championship.
They really have.
Now, the travel, that's one of the big questions, but I guess that kind of goes with the fact that you're in the West and not much population.
Well, I think that's true. And actually, most everyone in the region's been playing a little except for North Idaho and of course, the Southern Utah schools. And it's going to involve North Idaho in a couple of big trips down to Utah, and it's going to involve the Utah schools in a couple of big trips up north. But I think that they'll decide that it's worth it. North Idaho will bring some good basketball down to these home courts when they come. And, of course, go up there, they're going to have a little trouble.
A Flathead College out in Montana is joining, too. Now, they're getting back into basketball after a long layoff.
About 3 or 4 years ago, they were very strong, and then they dropped their program. They came back in this year kind of on a shoestring-type basis. And, of course, they had some trouble with discipline and canceled out, but they're president assures us that they'll be back in next year with a better caliber of player and hopefully very competitive.
I remember one ball player, Eddie Trail, who came down to start for the University of Utah, played at Flathead back in the 60s.
Right.
So there is a tradition there.
I think they'll get it going again. They had some, like I say, some discipline problems before, which caused them to cancel their program.
Now, as far as this really is not only geographically spread, but I guess you could say meteorologically spread. Dixie in the desert area up to the beautiful forests of North Idaho and all of the plains area of Idaho.
Coeur d'Alene Lake in North Idaho.
So that's going to be quite a change also.
It will be. It'll be a nice trip, though, for the schools to go up there. Coeur d'Alene is a very beautiful city.
Do you see that the league is going to take off and really grow from there?
Well, I don't know what you're referring to there by growth. I think that the quality of play will be there, and I think it'll improve in those schools that maybe are dragging just a little bit. I think it's going to add to all our schools in the sense that it's a good home schedule for us and bring in some good basketball talent.
This is really doing with basketball what the Western States Football League did with football, isn't it?
Well, I think it's going to do that. We sure hope that it will. I think the Western States Football League spoke for itself.
What's ahead for Riggs College? It looks like you have some good kids coming back.
Well, I guess Coach Gardner, of course, a little disappointed that we're not here in this tournament, but he feels like he has some kids coming home from Mission and should be very strong next year. We're surely going to miss Jeff Schofield.
It looks like, Schofield and Greg Boyd over at CSI are going to be teammates next year, I understand.
Schofield is signed at Weber. Is Greg Boyd also? I didn't know that.
So it looks like also Region 18 champion last year ended up as the national champion. If North Idaho and CSI are to have anything to say about it, it looks like there may be another national champion out of this region.
Very likely could be. That's true, Larry. But I think Dixie College is going to surprise you maybe this second half. I think they were just all out of kelder that first half and could very well come back and make this a ball game yet.
So this one could be a good one.
I think it could be. I'm in hopes that it will be, too.
Were you surprised about how close the first game was between Snow and CSI?
Well, no, I really wasn't. I felt like this might have potential to be one of the best regional tournaments we've ever had because of the quality of play. I realized that CSI had beaten Snow quite handily during the season, but I also knew Snow had some very good capability.
Coach Glenn Dowling, the athletic director at Riggs College, thank you for being with us, and good luck with your programs and with the new conference.
Thank you. I'd like to just say one other thing while I have a chance, Larry, and congratulate Doug Aldred and his staff here for setting up this very well-organized tournament. And, of course, we're looking forward to some great play in the balance of it.
Glenn Dowling, athletic director at Riggs College. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
Halftime score, 51-34, North Idaho out in front of Dixie. Let's take a 90-second break, and we'll be back with the statistics.
Dixie Interiors has more VCRs than they know what to do with. This week, get a new VCR at an unbelievable low price. Get a Samsung VHS with wireless remote control for $299.95. That's right, just $299.95. Save $100 on a Zenith VHS with all of the deluxe features. This week at Dixie Interiors, save $150 on 19-inch color TVs. Buy a Samsung 19-inch color TV with remote control for only $329.95. Visit Brad Jennings and his staff and save like you've never saved before at St. George's Little Home Furnishings Giant, Dixie Interiors.
Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury not only offers a whole line of Ford products, but they have a top-rated service shop to serve the needs of all car owners. The service shop is complete in every way, one of the finest you'll ever see. Incidentally, have you driven a Ford lately? Come and take a peek at the new truck models. They are super. And remember, a Bradshaw Ford deal is a good deal. Come in and let them prove it. Bradshaw Ford Lincoln Mercury, adjacent to I-15 in St. George.
It's nice to know you'll never be just another face inside the crowd where people mean everything, where a man still cares.
Fifty-one-34 at the end of the first half. Dixie trailing North Idaho, 51-34. 17-point lead for the Cardinals over the Rebels. And, Ron, it's been a case maybe of being overawed by the 6'11 kid.
Yeah, that's too bad because this is the kind of game where you just have to forget, what the other team has, and you have to go out. by 26, Hurricane 23.
Ready to begin the second half. As Mark Clark will start the second half, along with Todd Crow, Clint Rossen, Byron Vitoy, and Todd Crow. Clark, at 6'11", will be matched up against 6'11", Sven Meyer. Now, Clark played last year at BYU Hawaii, but has not played that much this year. He's been the ninth man on the 10-man squad pretty well. And he and Brent Lloyd have been the last two reserves. Passed by Reed, attended for Crow underneath. Ricochets into the hands of Vitoy. Double team on Vitoy in the middle of the lane. Vitoy, double team, gets it to Reed. North Idaho extending out that zone a little bit again. Reed being bothered out in front by a couple of guards. Clark was all alone underneath. Lob goes to Crow, and as he goes up for the shot, the foul will go to Paul Bryant. Crow will shoot free throws. First team foul, and Dixie's going to have to put on 20 hard minutes to overcome a 17-point deficit.
Absolutely. That's a big deficit, but, you know, certainly not one that you can't overcome. Several things they're going to have to do. Have several small spurts where they can score a few buckets in a row, get some flurries, play good defense, keep Northern Idaho off the board, and attack. They need to penetrate, show some emotion, attack these big men, see if they can't get themselves pumped up and back into the game.
Todd Crow at the free throw line, shooting a couple. First shot up and good. And Todd Crow, now 4-for-4 from the free throw line, has 8 points on the night, averaging 17.8 a game. Right now, it looks like a North Idaho-Southern Idaho Region 18 championship game tomorrow night, and Dixie and Snow to face each other for the fourth time this year in the consolation, but we'll wait and see. Second shot up and good for Todd Crow. It will be the fourth time this year of CSI and North Idaho play each other again. The pressure broken with the pass on the wing to Goodlow. Goodlow to Nillis at the angle. Out in front it comes to Kenny Goodlow. At the left angle, it goes to Paul Bryant. Bryant looks for help. Back out in front. At the point, it goes to Goodlow. Right angle to Parizia. To Goodlow against Dixie's 2-3 zone. They're putting a little pressure on. North Idaho very patient in their offense. They can afford to be with a 15-point lead. Bryant cut off as he tries to go to the baseline. Clears it out in front to Goodlow. Dixie extending out that zone just a little bit. Pass on the wing. Deflected by Vitoy. Saved into the hands of Reed. To Rossum against Goodlow. Lays it up and in. And Clint Rossum gets the basket, and that's the type of play Dixie needs, Ron.
Some kind of save by Vitoy going out of bounds through a behind-the-back pass, just threw it in the middle of the court and hit him on the run to the hoop.
Had to go around an official to get the missed pass, too. Pass comes into forecourt to Goodlow, almost thrown away. Dixie has scored 4 unanswered points, cut the margin to 13. At the wing, it goes to Paul Bryant. To the baseline to Sven Meyer. Meyer out away from the action. Out in front, it goes to Goodlow. Long jump shot. Good. And Kenny Goodlow, I believe, is 4-for-5 from that position.
Right, that's 19 feet easily. He sticks that jumper very well.
53-38, 15-point lead. Rossum, cross-court, it goes to Vitoy. Long 20-footer. Shot up, no good. Rebound, Rossum against Nillis. Puts the shot up over Meyer. It's good. There's a foul on Meyer. Meyer with his second personal foul. Meyer, as most 6'11 players do, has a problem with foul trouble periodically. That's only his second tonight. Nobody in foul trouble. But Rossum with a chance for the three-point play.
Right. Rossum grabs offensive rebound, makes a pivot, goes up between two big men, and that's his best game. He's got great ball control. Kind of pushed it in and pulled it back away. Kind of made the big man lean over and foul him, and he went back up and made the jumper.
53-40. Shot up and good by Rossum. That cuts the margin to 12. 53-41. And Dixie trying to make a run on NIC. 18-16 left in the ball game. Into forecourt comes Goodlow. Dixie pressuring and chasing all over to Parisi at the angle. Out in front, Goodlow. 22-footer. Good again. And Goodlow, as long as he hits that, Dixie's not going to come back.
Yeah, they're really hustling defense, but, you know, you can't leave Goodlow alone. He's proved it already. You got to respect him.
55-41, 14-point lead by North Idaho to the baseline. Crow, jump shot short. Rebound into the hands of Clark, who goes up and puts it in. Got the position in front of Sven Meyer, and 6'11 versus 6'11. Clark has 6 points. 55-43, Clark may see a lot of action. A very quick 6'11, Mark Clark, but does not have much experience playing. Pass to the baseline to Nillis. Leans in and shoots over Clark and gets it. Nillis got the pass at the baseline. Good pass by Goodlow. 57-43, 14-point margin. Rossum out in front at the point. It goes to Reed. In deep, it goes to Clark. Clark shovels the pass to Crow. Drives the baseline. Puts up the 10-footer short. Rebound on the floor. Picked up by Crow, who puts it up and in. scramble after the basketball, and Dixie's starting to hit some shots that didn't go before.
Right, that time, that's probably the only time I've seen tonight. North Idaho hasn't done a good job of rebounding. They just kind of stood around, let the loose ball go, and Crow picked it back up and made a layup.
Todd Reed chasing one-on-one with Goodloe, picks up his third personal foul. First man in foul trouble. First team foul on Dixie. Two team fouls on North Idaho this half. 17:07 left in the ball game. Dixie trying to defend the national championship a long ways down. Pass, alley-oop cross court to Goodloe. Bank shot goes no good and comes back out into the hands of Rossum. 57-45, Rossum to the baseline. Vitoy head fakes around Parisia. Goes against Meyer. Good, foul on Meyer. Meyer with his third personal. Vitoy with his third basket. Timeout, North Idaho, 57-47. North Idaho with 16:49 left, back in 16.
Then they know what to do with. This week, get a new VCR at an unbelievable low price. Get a Samsung VHS with wireless remote control for $299.95. That's right, just $299.95. Save $100 on a Zenith VHS with all of the deluxe features. This week at Dixie Interiors, save $150 on 19-inch color TVs. Buy a Samsung 19-inch color TV with remote control for only $329.95. Visit Brad Jennings and his staff and save like you've never saved before at St. George's Little Home Furnishings Giant, Dixie Interiors.
Arby's has an introductory offer you won't be able to pass up. Come in and try their French dip sandwich with Arby's delicious roll. This tender sliced beef comes with its own au jus dip. Come in for the taste that lasts. Arby's, where their roast beef sandwiches will always leave you satisfied. Located at 717 South Bluff, Arby's. They have a variety of sandwich rolls and toppings that you can't resist. And try their introductory offer, a fabulous French dip sandwich. Go for the lean at Arby's.
16:49 left in the game, and suddenly Dixie has it down within 10.
Right, being a big man, I feel frustrated for Meyer that time because he went up and actually had part of the ball. And as the ball kept going upward, he just kind of released and backed off. And he got the foul, and the bucket, the ball went high off the glass and came back down through.
Vitoy completes a three-point play, and for a first time in a long time, Dixie's under 10. 57-48, and Dixie putting on an active full-court press. Clark and Meyer muscling underneath. Goes into the corner to Parisia, to the baseline to Nillis. Back out in front, Parisia. Parisia from 22, shot no good. Rebound, Rossum. Dixie on the fast break. Rossum into forecourt. The middle of the lane, shot knocked away, or his pass knocked away, picked up by Clark. Clark cross-court, it goes to Crow. Out in front to Todd Reed, that 2-3 zone, and Dixie has it back within 9. 57-48, bounce pass at the angle to Rossum. Rossum looks for help. To the baseline, Crow, jump shot, Crow, no good, rebound. Battle for, Parisia comes up with it. Vitoy almost gets it, but Dixie going harder to the boards this half. 16:05 left in the ball game. 57-48. North Idaho trying to get their patience back into their offense. At the angle to Parisia against Vitoy. Out in front to Bryan. At the angle it goes to Nillis. North Idaho far superior in terms of height, and with that quickness of Goodloe, that helps things a whole bunch. Out in front to Meyer. Ball knocked away by Clark. And the fans are into the game again. Meyer goes around, shoots over Clark. Shot partially deflected. Saved by Meyer into the hands of Crow. Dixie with the basketball, and the fans are on their feet. Reed at the angle looks for help, backing away from trouble, and the fans are back in the game. At the angle, it goes to Crow. At the point, it goes to Reed, and there's a timeout by the officials, apparently. Problem with the scoreboard. The one scoreboard went right off, and the officials are going to stop. I'm not sure if the other scoreboard is on or not. Rolly Williams, that's a good time for Williams to break the momentum of Dixie. So this case may be a case of the scoreboard being dropped back. Timeout by the officials with the scoreboard down. Let's take a 60-second break, and we'll be right back.
Dixie Interiors has more VCRs than they know what to do with. This week, get a new VCR at an unbelievable low price. Get a Samsung VHS with wireless remote control for $299.95. That's right, just $299.95. Save $100 on a Zenith VHS with all of the deluxe features. This week at Dixie Interiors, save $150 on 19-inch color TVs. Buy a Samsung 19-inch color TV with remote control for only
$3. Not sure which scoreboard is working. I'm not sure if this scoreboard is working at the far west end, because if I lean out there too far, Ron, I'm going to go take a tumble.
Right. I think what happens, we've talked about this before in a basketball game, is momentum. And, you know, there's different ways to play defense. You go out and you play man-to-man. Sometimes you play a sagging man-to-man. Sometimes you play aggressive. Dixie's playing very aggressive, really taking some chances and just really jumping all over their men. They're not letting anybody go, you know, untouched or unscathed. You know, you pass by, there's a hand just kind of brushing you, and they're really jumping, and the big guys inside are going after each other. In fact, you know, Meyer goes up last time, and instead of shooting over Crow here, the big 6'11 Clark kid sticks an arm up there, and he just shot a little soft and shot an air ball. So Dixie's trying to attack. Now it's up to North Idaho to see if they can regain their poise, withstand the challenge.
14:54 left in the game. 57-48. Dixie has cut a 17-point halftime margin, and a margin that was 19 just before the end of the first half has cut the margin back down to 9. But the scoreboard problems may have come at the wrong time for Dixie.
Right. That's just as good as a timeout for Northern Idaho. It helps you regroup, cuts the other team's momentum. So that certainly didn't hurt them at all, though nobody wanted that to happen.
14:54 left in the game. Dixie is 14:54 away from losing a chance to defend the national championship. North Idaho would like another shot against CSI. Rossum, jump pass to the baseline to Vitoy. Jump shot short, rebound taken down by Goodlow. Sneaked in between Crow and Clark and got the pass. The pass on the angle, deflected off the hands of Nillis. Then Rossum got the knuckles up there and deflected it behind Nillis, who just got a hand on it. So a turnover by NIC, forced by Clint Rossum. Dixie trying to cut the margin some more. Reed at the point. Clark goes in deep and is a very active 6'11 underneath. At the point, it goes to Clint Rossum. Rossum out in front now to Clark. Drops the basketball, clears it back out in front to Clint Rossum. Rossum looks for help. The pass intended for Clark, thrown away. Too big. Clark, I'm not sure if Clint Rossum expected somebody coming along the baseline, but Clark was setting up at the low post, really had pretty good position.
Yeah, he could have maybe fed Clark that time, and then still, they're not used to playing with the big Clark kid in there. They haven't played with him all year, so they're a little tentative to throw it to him on offense.
Indeed, it goes to Meyer, turns around against Clark. There's a foul, and it will go to Clark. Meyer turns around, works on Clark, and that's personal foul number one on Clark. Clark, very aggressive, coming off the bench, and Mark really getting a chance to show a little bit. Hopes to go back to BYU Hawaii to play. San Diego State has shown a little interest in him, even though he hasn't played that much. But he's a young man from New Zealand. It's just getting his basketball legs under him.
All right, well, that time North Idaho comes down, and then instead of fooling around, they made the good quick entry pass into Meyer, and that time he was able to go to work inside and draw a foul. So, you know, they come down, they hesitate, gives Dixie a chance to sag in and maybe cause some trouble. But that time they made a quick one, and he goes to the line on a foul.
Meyer hits two free throws, and North Idaho still perfect from the line. 13-13, 59-48, back out to an 11-point lead. Reed at the angle of Vitoy, trying to find Clark underneath. Skip pass cross court goes to Clint Rossum. Rossum in the lane, pulls up with a 20-footer, shot short. Rebound brought down by North Idaho. Once again, North Idaho getting some poise back, and Parisia gets the rebound. 13:52 left in the game. Hopkins about ready to come in. Goodlow being chased by Reed. At the angle, it goes to Parisia. Parisia out in front to Nillis. Nillis against Crow. Back to Goodlow. Goodlow over Reed. Good. Goodlow. 3-for-3 the second half. Unbelievable shooting from out front. And back out to a 13-point lead. 61-48. Dixie desperately needs a basket at this point. They can't afford to let this thing get away again. Bounce pass by Reed to Rossum. To the baseline it goes to Crow. Ball knocked away, saved by Vitoy. Out in front it comes to Rossum. At the angle, left angle, it goes to Reed. Reed steps up, gets a couple of men on him, and then dishes off to Crow. Back to Reed out in front. 25 seconds left on the shot clock. Vitoy at the baseline has not shot well tonight. Right side it goes to Rossum. Rossum jump shot good, and Rossum slowly getting the range. Awesome Rossum has his sixth basket of the night, 13 points. Cuts the margin back down to 11. And North Idaho walking it into forecourt. But the half-point game belongs to the Cardinals more than it does to Dixie. Parisia out in front, it goes to Nillis. Nillis back into the corner. Parisia, jump shot out of the corner is good, and there's a foul on Vitoy. Vitoy got him across the elbow, and that's the last thing Dixie needs is a three-point play by NIC, and that's also the third personal on Vitoy.
All right, tough break on Vitoy. They came out very scrappy and tried to sag in again. That time, Parisi shows what a good player he is. He continues to shoot, even though he'd missed a few this half. Canned that jumper, and somebody reached out and wrapped him on the arm as it went in.
63-50. Clark coming out And we'll get a hand from the fans. Josh Bergen back in. Byron Bytoy, both parents are Maoris, although he was raised in Utah, graduated from high school, at Mountain View High School. Shot up and good by Parisia. That makes it a 4-point or 3-point play and a 14-point lead again for North Idaho. Craig Hopkins in replacing Todd Reed. That two-man trap on the point guard. Pass goes to Rossen. Back cross court, it goes to Hopkins. Dixie wants somebody underneath to get the ball. Pass goes to Bergen. Gets away. Puts the shot up. It will not go, but the foul will go to Nellis. Now Nellis has his third personal foul, and Bergen will shoot free throws. Hung on the rim and did not go, and that's a little bit of the story for Dixie.
Yeah, that's a tough break there. They could have come back and answered the 2-1 that Northern Idaho just had. Good entry pass from Hopkins. He was kind of playing with the ball out front over his head, just making a couple putt fakes. Waited for Josh to get open inside and drill the pass right down the middle by the bucket, and they came over his back and fouled him.
Bergen, with 3 points out of the first half, will shoot two. First shot is up and good. Josh Bergen. Dixie trying to warm up from the free throw line. Now 5 for 5 this half after going 5 for 8 in the first half. Second shot up and good. And Bergen hits two of them. That cuts the margin back to 12, 64-52. Dixie has brought it back within 9 this half, but North Idaho began with a 17-point lead. At the angle it goes to Parisi, wants to get it to Meyer underneath. Instead comes out in front to Nillis. Nillis, spelled N-I-L-L-E-S, to Parisi. Turnaround jump shot, good, and North Idaho still unbelievable shooting. Parisi with 10 points on 5 baskets plus a couple of free throws to make it 12, 13. 3 for 3 from the free throw line. Rossum at the point, 66-52. Dixie trails by 14. Rossum loses the dribble, leans in with a jump shot from the free throw line, in and out. No good, one shot and that's it. Rebound to Parisia. Gets it to Goodlow. Goodlow against Hopkins. Hopkins trying to cut him off. Goodlow extremely quick, young man. Goodlow from Tacoma, Washington. Pass goes to the high post to Meyer, and the reach-in foul will go to Hopkins. Hopkins with his third personal foul. And now a lot of foul trouble starting to show up on both sides, but it looks like it's going to hit Dixie first.
Right, not a good shot by Ross. Last time down the floor, he should have kicked back out the side, kind of made a double pump at the foul line, and it boinked off. But Northern Idaho, again, coming down and running a patient. They run what you call the spot offense, so that'll be a very good passing game.
Timeout called by Dixie, 11:48 left in the game, 66-42. North Idaho out in front, back in 60. It's nice. Lineup. Along with DeYoung for Dixie, Gale Berry back into the lineup for North Idaho. Berry penetrates, and Dixie putting a little more aggressive effort into the defense. Bergen bumping Meyer underneath into the lane. Bryant drives and takes the five-footer and hits it. Once again, North Idaho not missing.
Some kind of shot by Berry coming across the lane, hanging in a little hook shot right over a couple people.
Rossum out in front goes to Craig Hopkins. Hopkins looks for help. Lob on the alley-oop intended for Bergen, knocked away by Parisia into the hands of Bryant. 16-point lead, 68-52. Dixie had brought it back within 9, and once again it's a half-court game, and that belongs to North Idaho. At the angle, Parisia cut off by DeYoung. Parisia a little quicker than DeYoung. Bergen has Meyer. Bergen forcing Meyer back into the left corner as he gets the pass. Meyer wants to make the move and take the shot, but doesn't. Clears it out in front to Paul Bryant. North Idaho being patient. They have the lead. They have the healthy lead. Goodlow against Hopkins. Reach around foul by Hopkins, and it's a case of just reach and slap right now. Ron, Dixie needs to get some spark going or they're out of the game forever.
That's right. You know, they still got plenty of time. It's just that, like you said earlier in the first half, you can't exchange baskets. The other team's too good, and they've got too many big people. The last couple minutes, Dixie has not gone down and penetrated like they were in their little time. They had that little run to cut it down to 10 points, so they need to come back and penetrate with the ball. Again, go after fouls to stop the clock and then score on foul shots.
I have that as 4 on Hopkins, but the official score says that's only 3, so we missed one somewhere along the way. Inbounds comes to Berry, to Goodlow, one-on-one against Hopkins. Dixie changing up, going man-to-man defense again and hoping to get some help on the big kid. At the angle, Parisia against DeYoung. Parisia looking for help. 32 seconds on the shot clock to Paul Bryant. Dixie playing tight defense. Reed against Bryant. But the advantage height-wise, almost man-for-man, is to North Idaho. Berry back to Bryant in the corner. Buechert went for the steal and missed it. Rebound tapped around, finally taken by DeYoung, and there's a foul. Let's see who the foul goes to. Is it on Meyer? If it is, big trouble. It is on Meyer. It could be big troubles either way. First of all, that's number four on Meyer. That puts him in deep foul trouble. But the second thing, he's been known to play extremely well with four.
Yeah, well, that's kind of a tough call for him because that's just a case of being the big man. He reached over and just tipped the ball, but they called him for reaching over back of one of the smaller guards.
68-52, Dixie trails by 16. North Idaho with a comfortable lead. Todd Reed has the ball knocked away on the floor, going for the jump ball, and it'll be out of bounds to North Idaho. As Goodlow tied up Todd Reed. Dixie looking flat again. They had the brief flourish to begin the second half. Coming out is Meyer, coming in is Nellis, and now without the 6'11 kid in there, that may be a little more even matchup. But North Idaho has shot extremely well. Dixie will definitely go to a man-to-man. 68-52. Goodlow into the corner. It goes to Parisi. A long jump shot over DeYoung. Shot short. Rebound Bergen. Bergen looks for help. Gets it to Craig Hopkins. Lead pass comes to Buecher. Too big. Thrown away. Trying to force a fast break. But Ken Wagner not really unhappy. At least that's part of an aggressive effort. And Dixie needs to be aggressive at this point.
That's absolutely correct. They've got to push the ball up the floor every time they get it. Try to get something out of it.
Into forecourt, Goodlow, picked up by Todd Reed. Goodlow has been deadly for North Idaho. Into the corner, it goes to Paul Bryant. In deep, it goes to Nellis. Give and go to Bryant. Shot blocked by Bergen, and Bergen gets called with a foul. Can't believe it. Bergen's going to protest. We'll see if the official says he got him across the wrist. He did. It looked like it was clean up high.
Right. Northern Idaho passes into the post. The man that made the pass cuts baseline, just kind of handed off like a halfback would have, you know, when a quarterback. He goes back on the shot, and Josh just swiped it right off the board. Looked like clean block, but the ref underneath thought it got him on the head. It looks like.
North Idaho is 14 for 14 from the free throw line. Make it 15 for 15. And when all things come down to a crunch, that free throw shooting, that good free throw shooting is amazing. Bryant 3 for 3. First miss. Bryant misses after 15 straight hits by North Idaho. Back out to the halftime lead, 17-69-52. And Dixie needs the run and only has 9:37 left in the game to make that run. Hopkins out of the right corner, shot up no good. Rebound taken away by Paul Bryant, and North Idaho just looking emotionally a step quicker, if not physically a step quicker right now. 69-52, North Idaho grinding away again. Double team on Goodlow. DeBerry in the lane, dumps the pass off, intended for Bryant, stolen by Bergen. Lead pass comes to Buecher, thrown away. Goodlow gets in front of Buecher. Ball thrown away again, and Dixie just can't get anything going. Like running in a swamp right now. As Bergen saw Buecher driving up the court. 9:12 left in the game, 69-52. Dixie came back to begin to make a game out of it, but North Idaho has taken it back into control again. Goodlow into forecourt. It was tied at two, and that's the last time it has been tied. Parisia against DeYoung clears it out in front to Berry. Berry at the angle to Goodlow. Goodlow looks for help. Pass underneath goes to Parisia. Turn around right-hander. Good. Parisia got the pass and immediately turned around with a quick release shot.
Boy, again, we don't know where to stop them. They're scoring inside and outside again, so Dixie's going to have to keep just pressing and pushing the ball up the floor to get back in it.
19-point lead again. That matches the largest margin of the game. Reed to the baseline. It goes to Buechert and Dixie out of their offense. There's just no question about it. Buechert, double team, ball knocked away, stolen by Berry, stolen back by DeYoung. Into the corner it goes to Buechert. Buechert out of the left corner, good. John Buechert. Let's fly, has 6 points on the night, 71-54. Dixie's going to need a lot of that. Reed may have been bumped around a little bit. North Idaho will be faced with full court pressure again. Pass comes into Goodlow. Hopkins chasing Goodlow into forecourt, and North Idaho may nurse the clock a little bit. 71-54, 17-point lead. Pass at the angle goes to Parisia. North Idaho not missing shots. Danilis out in front. It goes to Goodlow. Jump shot good again, and Goodlow is 4 for 4 here in the second half.
I'm just nothing but impressed with that Goodlow. If he's a freshman, that's incredible because he not only comes down and handles the ball in the offense, but when he's open, he sticks the jump shot.
Buechert in the lane against Nellis. Goes up with a shot. Will it go? Yes, it will. The foul will be on Gale Berry. So Buechert, a pure individual effort, gets his fourth basket of the night. Berry gets his second personal foul. That's a 15 foul on North Idaho. 16, no correction, 6 on each side. So everybody shoots 1-1 the rest of the night. 7:53 left in the game. Buechert brings it back to a 17-point margin. Vitoy about ready to come into the lineup, but he'll be in replacing Buechert when he comes in. Buechert shot up and good. John Buechert with his ninth point of the night. In comes Vitoy. Out goes Buechert.
Well, I'm not so sure I like that substitution because Bucher hits a 2-1. He just hit a shot from the corner, so unless he's tired, you know, you want to keep somebody there. He's got a little rhythm going.
7:53. Bucher has suffered with a pulled muscle earlier in the week, and that may be the reason that it's starting to tighten up on him a little. 7:47 left in the ball game. Berry one-on-one against Vitoy down the sidelines. It goes to Parisia. The longer they can go by keeping the margin with Meyer on the bench, the better off for North Idaho. Cross-court pass deflected by Vitoy. Intended for Goodlow, Vitoy with a good effort to knock it away. North Idaho by 16, 73-57, 7:35 left in the game. Goodlow baseline, hesitates, takes a jump shot, no good. Rebound brought down by Bergen, foul. Let's see if it's from in front or from behind. It's from behind, it's on Nillis. Nillis with his fourth personal foul. Nillis really hasn't been a factor offensively, but has picked up some good rebounds and a couple of key assists.
That's right. He's a big kid, and he's hit a couple soft shots inside, and he's just been very mature about the way he's approached the game because he hasn't really forced a lot of things, and that's what you need to do in a championship game. You can't be one to force and throw the ball away. He's been very under control.
One-on-one situation coming up for Josh Bergen. Bergen, 3-for-3 on the night, but hasn't really been that outstanding a free throw shooter. Was atrocious last year. I guess he's progressed to mediocre or so-so this year.
Well, if you have to say it, you know, you can only go up from after last year because he struggled and he's done a lot better this year. Really impressed with his accomplishment.
Bergen, first shot good. Bergen.
Not only in free throw shooting, but Josh has come a long way this year in showing some leadership and a lot of rebounding power, too, late in the season.
Ben Meyer ready to come back in for North Idaho with 7:31 left. Dixie by 15, North Idaho by 15. 5 minutes remaining. Manside leads Hurricane 47-37 to a state semifinals in the state of Utah. Has no meaning for anyone in Coeur d'Alene unless they've lived in southern Utah. Second shot up and no good by Bergen. Going after the rebound as DeYoung couldn't come up with it. That was the first miss in the second half by Dixie. 73-58, 15-point margin. North Idaho double team on Goodlow. Goodlow hooks the pass cross court to Bryant. Goes to the basket, lays it up and in. Bryant, after Goodlow draws everybody to him, gets the basket. Once again, it's a 17-point lead. 75-58, North Idaho. And it's just a case of being in front of the steamroller. Reed out of the corner. Jump shot good. And Todd Reed left alone. Not normally an offensive player.
Well, I'm sure we'd all like to see more of that because Todd Reed plays such an excellent defensive game that, he doesn't shoot enough. And that time he was left alone and nailed the jump shot.
His father was his high school coach, also the high school coach of Bergen and Bucher. And Steve Schreiner, who was the freshman star last year for Dixie College but is now on an LDS church mission in Japan. 75-60, 15-point lead at the angle. Parisia out in front, it comes to Bryant. North Idaho with the lead. Lob cross-court thrown away. Bryant intending for Goodlow. Instead threw it for Goodlow plus 2 feet. Into the lineup comes Crow and Buchert. Out goes DeYoung and Hopkins.
Right, and so getting down there in close to the five-minute mark, and Dixie needs to cut that lead below 10 before they can really make a serious run. So let's see if they can score here.
6:43 left in the game. Pass underneath goes to Crow. Turnaround over Meyer. No good. Overshoots the basket. Rebound on Parisia. And a foul underneath may go to Vitoy. Let's see if it's on Vitoy or Rossum. Both of them right there. The foul will go to Rossum, and I believe that's number 3 on Rossum. Nope, that's number 4. That's where our fourth, where our missing foul went. We had it to Hopkins. It ends up to Rossum.
Right, Dixie did absolutely the right thing that time. They pushed it immediately inside to Crow, who's being guarded by Meyer, who has the foul trouble, but he just shot his shot a little bit too strong, and that's the break you have to take when you have to push it late in the game.
1-1 coming up, and Parisia hits the first one. Parisia now 4-for-4 from the free throw line. Paul Bryant is the only man to miss tonight. Second shot up and good by Parisia. Parisia is just a constant good shooting effort by North Idaho, and when you get right down to it, you talk rebounds, you talk shooting, you talk defense, you talk everything else. It comes down to shooting, being able to put more points on the board. Crow goes to the back and forth. Shot banks, no good. Rebound brought down along the baseline, and Todd Crow, who's been in a shooting slump in the second half of the season, Bryant and Reed going after the basketball. Reed knocks it away. It's out of bounds to North Idaho. Crow has been in the slump most of the second half of the season, and it's starting to cost Dixon.
That's too bad because Todd may be just trying a little bit too hard. He's just not getting into the flow of the game tonight, and he's really missed a lot of easy shots.
Full court pressure. Dixie trails by 17. Into forecourt. Goodlow breaks the press. Suddenly it's 3-on-2. The pass deflected by Crow away from Meyer. Meyer was coming all alone from the right side, and Crow with a quick left hand deflected the pass. Reed, who is frustrated as I've seen Todd Reed all year, comes out of the game. Craig Hopkins in. Inbounds comes to Gale Berry for North Idaho. Out in front to Goodlow. Left angle. It goes to Parizia. Parizia to Berry. Out to the top of the key. Jump shot good. And once again, get the open shot and hit it, even if it's from long range. Berry.
Absolutely right. North Idaho, very excellent shooting team. Probably the best all-around shooting team from each position I've seen this year.
More impressive in this tournament so far than CSI. Timeout Dixie with 5:52 left. 79-60. 19-point lead by North Idaho back in 60 seconds.
Dixie Interiors has more VCRs than they know what to do with. This
time by Byron Vitoy, losing control of the basketball. Berry just couldn't hang on to it, and Vitoy turned the wrong way.
Right, that's a kind of an old play there. That's just with the back door. Pass comes from the top to the man at the high post. The wing player just cuts straight to the basket. They dumped it off to him. He mishandled the ball. He would have had an easy layup. And then Vitoy commits kind of a silly foul because he was just trying to regroup, and he reached in and slapped him.
Fourth personal on Vitoy. Berry, 6'4 freshman, shot up and good. And Berry really getting a chance now to get his feet wet in college basketball. Wanted to play at a major school, a four-year school, but a little bit of grade problems and all. But Gale putting things together. We'll probably have a chance to play a lot next year for North Idaho. Second shot up and good. No good. 82-60, 22-point lead. Hopkins into forecourt. Hook pass underneath to Vitoy. All alone, the shot up and foul by Bryant. Bryant just plain hacked Byron Vitoy. Vitoy to the free throw line. On the year, Vitoy has been the best free throw shooter with just under an 82% shooting percentage.
Right, Larry, and that's another good pass made inside to Vitoy, splitting the zone and catches Vitoy inside wide open. Didn't quite get up fast enough, might have had a 2-and-1, but I guess it was Bryant caught him on the arm as he went up.
Shot up and good by Byron Vitoy. It will take a miracle now for Dixie to come back because North Idaho has shot so very well and have controlled the boards, done exactly what the fear was among the Dixie coaching staff. Dixie needed to take North Idaho away from the boards, and they have not done that. 82-61, 21-point lead. Vitoy trying to cut it down to a 20-point lead. Dixie had it down at 9 at one point and then couldn't bring it any closer. Shot up and good by Vitoy. Vitoy, 7 points on the night, or correction, 9 points on the night. Meyer in backcourt almost throws the ball away. Goodlow saves it. Goodlow and Derek Helms, the two little guards in there, and Helms to do a little ball control, play a little keep away. Dixie's two guards. The ball stolen by Craig Hopkins. Hopkins against Helms on the wing, intended for Buchert, and once again, Goodlow with his quickness knocks the ball away, saves an easy basket.
That's right. Goodlow has been all over the floor tonight. That time, the two guards didn't handle it very clean for North Idaho. Got it stolen, and they did recover and knock it out of bounds.
Vitoy to inbounds for Dixie. 4:14 left in the game. Hopkins cross-court. It goes to Vitoy in underneath to Crow over Meyer. Shot no good, and the foul from behind will go to Bryant. Crow will shoot free throws. One thing North Idaho does not need, even though they have 4 minutes and 8 seconds left and a 20-point lead, that seems fairly secure. But the one thing they don't need is to have Dixie make points with the clock stopped.
Absolutely. Nobody would want that, and that's the thing Dixie's got to do. They've got to maybe find somebody they can hope will miss on the other end down here. They can foul. On the other end, they want to penetrate and hopefully get fouls with Northern Idaho standing and reaching.
4:08 left in the ballgame. 82-62. 20-point lead by North Idaho. Shot up and good by Todd Crow. Dixie comes in with a 24-7 record. North Idaho 22-7. And right now, Dixie close to picking up their eighth loss. 12 points on the night for Crow. Second shot up and good. And Todd Crow, 13 points. On a 17.8 average, 82-64. Dixie within 18. Reed and Hopkins trying to cut off Goodlow. Goodlow down the sidelines, gets the pass to Helms, dumps it off underneath to Parizia. Foul from behind by Crow. Crow trailing the play as Parizia got in front Thought he had the clean block, but the official says you got him with a body.
Boy, Little Goodlow out front, he had a man riding on his back on that one, the poor guy, and he barely got that pass off, and then the penetration came. Dixie converges in the middle. They dump it down inside, and as they go up for the layup, Dixie player fouls from behind.
North Idaho not quite as sharp from the free throw line this half as they were last half. 8 for 11, make it 9 for 12. They were 11 for 11 in the first half. Second shot up and good. Amazing free throw shooting, amazing shooting all together. And Parisia brings it out to a 20-point lead again, 84-64. Reed has the ball stripped away by Helms, picked up by Craig Hopkins. Dixie with the basketball. Hopkins penetrates, leans in, bang shot, no good. Rebound brought down by Sven Meyer. Meyer, as Hopkins steals the ball, knocks it away to Buechert, goes right to Meyer and takes the shot up and in. Meyer feeling like he was fouled, but Buechert has his fifth basket. 11 points on the night. Cuts the margin to 18. Dixie's going to have to scramble all they can with 3:31 left. Now it's 3-on-1. Goodlow right to the basket, lays it up and in. Goodlow broke the press and now has his fifth basket of this half. Reed into forecourt. Reed leans in against Meyer, banks it home, and Todd Reed trying to work on Meyer. It may be a little bit too late to try to work on the big kid. 86-68, 3:18 left. Brent Lloyd ready to come into the lineup for Dixie. We'll play a little kamikaze guard. Buechert to sit down, Crow to sit down, Bergen in, and DeYoung in with 3:18 left in the ballgame and full court pressure by Dixie, their last hope in trying to defend the national championship. Inbounds comes to Kenny Goodlow. Goodlow against Reed. Tomorrow night, if things stay the way they are right now, barring a miracle by Dixie, it'll be Snow versus Dixie at 7 o'clock, North Idaho versus Southern Idaho for the Region 18 championship at 9. Sven Meyer against Bergen. Pass comes out in front to Parisia. Lost it off the head of DeYoung and picked it up again. At the angle, it goes to Bryant. North Idaho nursing the clock, and they have 20 seconds left on the shot clock. Goodlow against Reed. Lob pass goes into the corner to Bryant. Bryant in the lane, pulls up with a jump shot. There is a foul on the drive on Reed. That's number 4 on Todd Reed. Bryant got the shot, but it will not count.
Well, 35 Bryant is a good-looking athlete. He's got some excellent control and some excellent moves to the basket. He's going to be a great one.
Timeout call by North Idaho. With 2:47 left, 86-68, North Idaho out in front, back in 60.
It's nice to know you'll never be just another face inside the crowd where people mean everything, where a man still cares.
Start your day off right and wake up to breakfast at Arby's. Hunger has no home at Arby's. Try a delicious breakfast special. What a variety. French toast, sausage, ham or bacon, and Arby's has a sausage and egg platter. Or a flaky croissant breakfast. Choose from ham and eggs, sausage and eggs, even mushrooms and cheese, or the continental breakfast. Arby's at 717 South Bluff. Purchase any breakfast for $1.50 or more and get a Wilson Aviator golf ball for 25 cents. At Arby's, for the hottest, freshest breakfast under the morning sun.
Bryant, the one problem at the free throw line for North Idaho, he's only 3 for 5. Dixie and North Idaho have met twice before, back in the 66 season. Dixie won 89-74, and then last year at Coeur d'Alene, it was 78-74. Shot up no good by Bryant. On a 1-on-1, rebound brought down by Dixie. Ball stolen away, picked up by Todd Reed again to Bergen. Cross court to Vitoy, who slams it home. Vitoy almost leaped too soon. 16-point lead by North Idaho, 2:32 left, and it has to be kamikaze time if Dixie expects to have any hope. 86-70. The season will continue at least one more game for Dixie. Running in, Helms, offensive foul. Vitoy jumped in front of him, and Helms picks up the personal foul, his first.
Yeah, Helms surprised me that time because he had no place to go and went one step too far in his penetration, and it got crowded. He got an offensive charge for sure.
2:23 left in the game. Dixie trying to bring it back close. Snow College, after being down by 14, brought it back very close against CSI in the closing minutes. In fact, had a shot at them. Brett Lloyd, bounce pass intended for Vitoy, stolen by Helms. Helms steps out of bounds. They call a double dribble. Rolly Williams upset about the call, and Todd Reed thought Derek Helms thought that Todd Reed had fouled him and may have an argument.
Yeah, he kind of clipped him on the leg there to get him out of bounds, and then he come back in to grab the ball going for a layup, and they didn't let him have it.
86-70. North Idaho by 16. DeBergen in the lane, goes around Meyer, jump shot short, rebound taken down by Parisi. And Parisi has been an unsung hero tonight. He's shot everything and he's put up, plus got picked up a lot of rebounds. Helms being chased by Reed. Cross-court pass goes to Goodloe, has a notion, but with 31 seconds left on the shot clock and a minute 52 on the clock, North Idaho just wants to nurse this one into the championship of Region 18. Bryant to Goodloe. Goodloe looks for help, backing away from trouble. It'll be a case tomorrow night of four teams that have faced each other three times before. DeYoung reaching around Parisia, picks up personal foul number two, and to the free throw line goes Gabriel Parisia. Ready to come in as Mark Clark again. Back in is Gail Berry. To sit down is Sven Meyer. Meyer has done his job tonight, had 19 first half points, only two free throws in the second half. Meyer, 21 points, had 19 last year in the Region 18 championship game, but he's a player, Ron. He is a player. Sven Meyer.
Yeah, Meyer, cooled off a little bit in the second half. I think that helped because Dixie went to work on him a little bit, made him start to work and earn it a little bit. The first half, he just looked like he had his 18 without even breaking a sweat. Easy jump shots, baseline hook shots, and several key rebounds here down the stretch, not allowing Dixie's second shots has really helped him.
Parisia hits both free throws, and once again, Parisia now 9 for 9 from the free throw line. The Argentine native is outstanding. Lloyd drives and picks up the foul from Parisia. Parisia with a reach-in foul picks up his third, and Lloyd to go to the free throw line.
All right, Brent Lloyd with a good penetration move, and that's what they needed to do when they made that run. They needed to continue to penetrate. We haven't seen much of that since Dixie made that one run and closed it down to 9. And again, Mark Clark comes in the game, and he was having a pretty good game until, they just kind of pulled him out and kind of forgot about him. So, those things to reflect on, but I think basically Northern Idaho has just controlled the tempo of the game. That led to Dixie's demise.
Second shot up and good. No good. Missed both of them. Brent Lloyd misses 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Into forecourt, Goodloe being chased by Lloyd. Ball knocked away. They call a foul on Lloyd. Lloyd thought he had the clean steal and may have had it on the forehand, but as he drew his arm back, he clipped it.
Yeah, I think he did have a clean steal on that one, and he's a little bit frustrated playing very hard because he just missed the two free throws. So Dixie's all just a little bit frustrated. They're a little bit tired now, and takes that little extra to get that pride and respectability back. They're really going to have to dig in here last minute and close that gap.
Minute 28 left, 88-70. Goodloe hits free throws, too. He's 3 for 3 on the night. Goodloe, super night. 8 field goals, 19 points for little 5'7 Kenny Goodloe. And the Tacoma, Washington native from across state, clear across the state of Washington from Coeur d'Alene. Mark Clark at 6'11 with a netting wrapped up around the basket, stood flat-footed, reached up and drug it down. Shot up by Vitoy, no good. Two Dixie rebounders there, but the rebound comes off into the hands of Nillis. Lead pass the other way to Parisia. Shot will not go. Goaltending on Berry. And the foul will go to Mark Clark trying to block the shot. It looked like the shot was going to go down, Ron, and Berry cost North Idaho 2 points.
Yeah, you can do that late in the game. You can go ahead and go up and harass the ball because, this game's already won. But that ball was still hanging on the rim. I think it had a chance to fall back in, had a little spin on it. We're sitting right close to that hoop anyway, so he shouldn't have touched that one.
Parisia shot good, and Parisia has hit 10 straight from the free throw line. 22 points on the night. Second shot up and good, 23 points. And Parisia, Goodloe, and Meyer, the triumvirate tonight offensively, 92-70. Once again, 22-point lead. That matches the largest margin. Lloyd, cross-court pass, bulleted through the hands of Bergen and out of bounds to North Idaho. So with a minute 6 left, North Idaho can clinch everything nice and easily. And tomorrow night, for the listeners on KZEZ, we'll be on early, about 6:45, with the pregame show. Last game of the year for Dixie against Snow College. Berry with the basketball out in front. Dixie with a man-to-man defense, and it's just play keep away right now. Goodloe against Lloyd. Dishes off underneath to Helms. His shot up and blocked, and they call the foul on DeYoung. It looked like a clean block by DeYoung.
Right, that's a
that's a place where the guy goes baseline, beats the man, and goes up on this side of the rim, and the defensive man just kind of reaches up and pins it against the glass. So that's not exactly a good call, but it won't really matter this late in the game.
At the free throw line, Derek Helms to shoot a couple. Shot up and good. And Derek Helms, only four free throws missed on the night by North Idaho. They've been amazing. 11 for 11 in the first half. Helms, the only North Idaho player at this end of the floor. Hits the second. Make it 94-70. Widest margin of the game. 24-point margin with 43 seconds left in the game. Vitoy in the lane to Bergen. Bank shot good. And Josh Bergen has his second basket of the night. 94-72, North Idaho with a chance to keep the season alive after this year. The winner of the Region 18 championship will host Region 1 in the first round of the Nationals, the bi-regional tournament. And it's going to be the northern half of the region that will host. Foul goes to Brent Lloyd on the reach around, and to the free throw line goes Derek Helms. Final on the high school two-way semifinals. Manti defeats Hurricane 66-55. Shot up and good by Goodloe. Goodloe 5 for 5 from the free throw line. 21 points on the night. And Kenny Goodloe, just an amazing little ball player. Dixie couldn't handle him early. Shot up and good. And the two quick baskets that Goodloe got from way out in front early in the ball game set the tone for North Idaho. Vitoy at the angle. It goes to Clark, to Lloyd. From the angle, Lloyd puts the shot up no good, and the foul, with 23 seconds left, we'll go to Gale Berry. Berry with his third personal foul. North Idaho not clearing the bench at all. With its 96-72 lead, a little bit of a surprise, Ron.
Absolutely, and I really feel for the Dixie players because they've been playing so well.